Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. with me, Ty St. Julian, and we have a rather interesting program for you today. With a long name, it's called Petrucci, the First Printer of Music. Ottaviano Petrucci was born in 1466. He was an Italian music printer, and he was the first one, supposedly, this was around the year 1501, that put the first polyphonic music in printed form with movable type. Actually, we have a copy of that book, not the original book, but in modern printing techniques, and we actually perform some of the music that Petrucci put into print. Our program today is called and named after him, Petrucci, the First Printer of Music, and we'll listen to music performed from that publication by the New York Pro Musica. New York Pro Musica was founded in the late 50s, I believe, by Noah Greenberg. Noah Greenberg was an interesting character because he was a political activist and later became a merchant seaman. And then for some reason, he got mixed up and interested in early music, and he founded the New York Pro Musica, which I understand during its heyday was giving a total of around 120 concerts a year. We had quite a few relations with the Pro Musica, with people who sang in the group, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But if it weren't for the Pro Musica, New York Pro Musica, maybe I would not have gotten interested in early music. I first saw them here at Dixon Hall on the Tulane campus many years ago, and then I think I saw them twice again who performed on a different series. The Petrucci album is not directed by Noah Greenberg. It's directed by John Reeves White. And John Reeves White is interesting also because he also, as I think mentioned, he became a musical advisor for us, but only for 2 months, but then he died.
Which was really a great loss.
Yes, definitely so. Yeah. But listening to the Pro Musica today, and it is under the direction of John Reeves White.
We begin with La La La. Greet her well. I got up one morning, fresh morning, went into our garden to gather clove. La La La, greet her well, the lovely shepherdess. I went into our garden to gather clove. There I found my lover, and he had gathered it already. The second piece by Hein van Giesigem de Tourbillon Plein, first performed vocally, second with instruments. Following that, La Alfonsina, which is an instrumental piece, and then Lordote, Lordote. And this is a wonderful text, clumsy, oaf, watch what you do, for if you marry, you'll regret it. If you take a young wife, you'll never enjoy her. She'll go to church, the priest will see her. He'll put her in his chamber to confess her. He'll give her children, you'll know nothing about it. And when she's big, he'll send her back to you. And you'll support a child who won't be yours at all, though you will be happy when he calls you Papa.
Thank you. do, nul do, nul do. Garde que tu feras.
Our first group of pieces from this, actually it's an LP that I made a copy from and put it on CD, which is what you're listening to today. This is from Petrucci, the first print of music featuring members of the New York Pro Musica. And to give you a list of the singers there, very important at that time, because they were probably the only early music singers of any note around. Sheila Schoenbrunn, soprano, Elizabeth Hume, soprano, Ernest Murphy, countertenor, Ray DeVol, tenor, Arthur Bernware, baritone, and Anthony Tamborello, who is a local singer and also who performed with us with New Orleans Musica da Camera. Coming up, we're going to begin with a group of instrumental pieces, and I'll talk about the instrumentalists after you heard the next group of pieces.
These popular Italian dances were written by Juan Ambrosio D'Alza. Following that, you'll hear a lovely piece, Sumai per Maraviglia by Franciscus Bosiniensis. If ever through astonishment, as you raise your countenance to the bright sky, do you think, O blind people, of that true Lord of Paradise, weep the universal grief, weep the harsh death and the bitter trial, if any spirit of pity pierces your heart. Already he has broken and swept away the iron and unassailable gates of the infernal realm to make the world more steadfast and to await us with open arms. Following that, Lirum Bililirum Rosinus Mantuanis is the composer. Lirum Bililirum, alas, so sounding the soft strings. You understand me, little flinty heart, but not you should know, because of duty. So now 6 years you've led me on, and I've been your constant suitor. But I've waited for you, I know too well, till finally I burst for love. Alas, pain me no longer. You'll know I'm telling the truth. You remember when you awakened in me your trust so cheeringly, and how the evangel you swore to me that you wanted me for your suitor. My letter at once answered you with a sigh. And it closes with Lirum, Billy Lirum. And then we go to a wonderful piece, El Grillo, by Josquin des Prez. The cricket is a good singer who clings to a long verse. He sings when the wine is ripe. The cricket is a mighty singer, but he doesn't do as other birds do. When they have sung a little, they all go off someplace else. But the steadfast cricket stays put. When the heat is most intense, only then does he sing of love. Already?
Thank you.
crudo affanno, se spirto di pietà vi punge il cuore. Gialle ferrate inexpugnabil porte dell'infernal reame a rote prese per far il mondo più costante forte et
quando la maggiore canto
The famous Il Grillo by Josquin's Pré, performed by members of the New York Pro Musica from their LP, Petrucci, the first printer of music. And this LP came out in 1969, and we're listening to a CD copy that I made from the LP, by the way. I'll run down the names of the instrumentalists who are just outstanding, not only because what they are, but also for that early period of early music. Lanu Davenport, who played Ricardo Krumhorn's sackbut, which is an early form of the trombone, and a bass viola da gamba. Judith Davidoff was a bass viola da gamba. Shelley Gruskin, whom I used to say was a person with a forked tongue because he could play notes on the recorder so fast and without breathing. I don't know how he did it. But anyhow, Shelley Gruskin is still giving recorder workshops now. I think 45 years he's given a workshop someplace up in the Northeast. He played recorder, flute, krumhorn, and rauschpfeife, which is a very loud double reed instrument. Edward Smith on the harpsichord, the organetto, and the regal. The regal is a Renaissance reed organ, all under the direction of John Reeves White, who was our music advisor for, unfortunately, only 2 months before his unplanned and unfortunate death. He played harpsichord, organetto, and regal also. And also Christopher Williams, who played on lute, recorder, krumhorn. A large group of people for the Pro Musica. It was really a small symphony orchestra playing early music.
It was, and at that time, that was the only early music there was. We'll close with a set of Ave Maris Stella, first hearing this hymn, Ave Maris Stella, and then hearing the Missa Ave Maris Stella, that is the Mass of Ave Maris Stella. Kyrie, Gloria, and Credo.
Ave Maris Stella, Dei Mater Alma, Atque Semper Virgo, Felis Celi Porta. Nos culpi solut vos, mites hac et castos.
Vitam presta opera, miter para tutum, ut videntes Iesum, semper paret emus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Credo from the Missa Ave Maria Stella by Josquin des Prez, and actually we do have some more time, so we're going to play the remaining parts of that Mass, the Sanctus and the Agnus Dei by Josquin des Prez with the New York Pro Musica.
Thank you.
and the ending of the Mass, Ave Maria Stella, the Agnus Dei, by Josquin des Prez with the New York Pro Musica under the direction of John Reeves White. We have time quickly for a dance by New York Pro Musica, made way back in 1966 under its founder, Noah Greenberg, and it's a courant by Michael Pretorius.
And that was a courant by Pretorius. And the only thing left is to say thank you so much for being with us today here on Continuum. We look forward to joining you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.